sales you see coming from branded generics of non-pilot products going forward in 3 years down the line?
We just launched two products. Well, almost we launched four products, and frankly speaking, we are very, very happy with the way it's doing, and it's going above our expectations. It's generating more prescriptions month after month. It's having a share, but don't forget, we are not the first one to launch. We may be the 50th one on the brand, or maybe 100th one in the brand. And to then get into that market, and in one of our brands, actually, we had the best first year launch there compared to any generic brand that has been launched. So I think we are very doing well, and in 2010, in first quarter itself, we captured roughly around about 3 crore rupees.
But 2 years down the line, how much?
Well, it's very difficult to say 2-3 years, but I think we'll be a good major player in this market.
Could I say maybe 10%, 15% in about 3 years' time? Would that be a figure that one could think of?
Well, as of now, we haven't really put a figure onto that. Like I said, branded generics is not the main strategy for us. It's one of the add-on strategy for us. And hence, we are not going to bank everything only on branded generics portfolio. So it's just going to be probably, maybe you are right, maybe around 10-15%. Could be.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you, sir, for the question. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask any further questions, please press star and one. We have next question from Mr. S.R. Gala from Quest Investments.
Yeah, just seeking clarification. You said that branded generic had turnover of 3 crore rupees in this quarter?
Yes, Mr. Gala.
No, did you say that branded generic had sales of 3 crore rupees in this quarter?
I'm sorry, your voice is cracking, Mr. Gala. Can I just repeat?
No, branded generic products, the previous gentleman asked the question.
Yeah.
You said that it could reach around 15% of turnover over a period of time.
Yeah.
But in this particular quarter, did it contribute only 3 crore?
Yeah, we just launched, Mr. Gala, we just launched in the last quarter of last year.
Okay.
It's a pretty, it's very early stages. It's ambition to be up 15% up to 10-15%.
Yeah.
But as of now, it is just very early because we just launched last quarter.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for the question. We have a next question from Mr. Ritesh Shah from IDFC. Ritesh Shah, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Mr. from SSKI. Just want to check on the field for expansion. You mentioned that you added about from 800, you've gone to 1300. Where do you see an optimum size for a business of your kind on the field for side, on the front, or are you going to be adding more people as you go along the year?
No, see, we added about close to about 500 people in last year, and we closed the process in early part of this year. So we added about 500 people in the year. Ideal size, there's no right hard and fast answer because each company has a different strategy. So if you look at Mankind, they're around 4,000. Other people are around 3,000. But I think we have taken the first step in trying to increase it for a long, long time. We're increasing both the width and the depth of coverage there. If we feel that we're getting good results based on this expansion, we'll probably look at further expansion there. And as and when we launch generic products there, if we require additional field force generics to support the generic launches, we are also planning to increase that accordingly. Like we said, there's no real right answer for which is the right size and wrong size. It all depends on, you know, if we feel our productivity is not in line with what we expected, then we will not expand beyond that.
And is it you in the process of implementing a new business structure? So has that kind of formed, is fallen in place, or is still work in progress?
I'm sorry.
You I think that you're putting a new business structure in place. So is that in place or is still something which is underway as far as...
No, we have split it. The whole pharmaceutical division, we have split it by teams here now. So we got a team which is focusing on critical care. We've got a team which is focusing on our mass product in the primary care. We have done that. We have RSU2C. So we have that big pharmaceutical division, which is actually now we split that and making individual BUs of various therapeutics, you know, based on the various sizes. We have done that.
So that hasn't really had any kind of disruption on sales or anything, typically as this transition really involves?
Not at all. It's the same. We just move the products. There's nothing there. The field force is the same. We just, you know, rather than all reporting into one unit, we just call it separate. That's all. So there's no real challenge to the operations.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir, for the question. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one.
Yeah, Fatima, if there are no other questions, we'd like to close the call. Unless there are any very last-minute questions.
So we have a few questions from Mr. Nitin from IDFC.
Yes, Mr. Nitin.
Just want to check one more thing. What is your assumption? What is the sense of the market growth rate for this year and a couple of years going forward?
Well, the last few months, IMS data has been on the increase. It's been hovering around 17-18% for the last few months on an MAT basis. Our assumption is that, you know, we should be in the double digits, around 14-15% growth there.
So for the full year, on a reported basis, you should do about 14-15%. That's the number you feel comfortable.
You're talking Pfizer results or IMS data, industry?
I'm saying IMS data.
IMS data, I think it could continue in the range of 16-17 range.
That's industry. You think industry will typically get reported to be growing at 17-18% for the year?
That's right. Or probably a percentage point lower.
And how do you see Pfizer tracking vis-a-vis industry growth rate?
We should be doing well, Nitin. I think we should be landing the industry or slightly above the industry. That's what our ambition is. We are expanding our field force. Branded generics coming in there. I mean, ideally, it should be to grow faster than the market. But it's a slow start. People are coming in. They're learning the ropes there. New brands have to be stabilized. So it will be probably a slow start, but we will catch up.
But, you know, if you were to say take a 3-4 year view of, you know, how you're going to go vis-a-vis the industry, so what is the aspiration which is there in terms of, is you happy growing with the market, or you see possibility of the growth rate actually accelerating beyond the market as we really go forward?
See, one of the key strategies why we have gone into branded generics is the portfolio gaps what we have.
Right.
The industry growth we see are growing at certain areas where we have no products in that segment. Like diabetes, we have no products there. We need to improve our coverage in other few areas. So the market indicator is an indicator of all these therapeutic areas, whereas we have been growing more or less in the market with a very few therapeutic areas. So I feel that this branded generics will help us to close the gap, and therefore we should also be in line with the market growth there.
I mean, that's the thing, on a 3-4 year basis, you feel comfortable in terms of shooting up pace to the market.
Sure, even otherwise also, we have been pretty close to market growth historically. We've not been very far away despite having some gaps in the portfolio. And therefore, I don't see any reason why we should not be.
But is it realistic to expect like a pick up, I mean, acceleration beyond the market growth rates as we really go forward? Or that's, with the models that we have, that's not really feasible?
I don't know. See, it's a very difficult question to answer because IMS data was for last about 6 months back was reporting around 12% growth, okay, MAT. Suddenly, in the last few months, it was moving on around 17-odd% there. So, it's relative to that.
Yeah, I mean, relative to the market, whatever the report.
I would say that a good growth around double digits, 14-15% should be a good growth to, you know, close with.
And I mean, you also did mention about branded generics, and you said that's not really your core strategy. So which are the other key pillars of your strategy, you know, when you're looking at a 3-4 year perspective in terms of adding growth in the business in India, etc.?
No, we are looking at the market expansion to increase the width and breadth of coverage of existing products there. That's one such strategy which already executed. Branded generics is the next strategy we're looking at it. Most companies are looking at further expansion of tier 2, tier 3 coverage using various other routes to cover. We're also looking at those options there. Obviously, the inorganic is always an option we always look out for. So, you know, there are the multi-pronged strategy. It's not only focused on branded generics.
And how critical is RX to OTC in this, your scheme going forward?
When it means critical means, I understand.
I mean, how important is Rx to OTC business, you know, for, you know, when you take a 3 to 4 year view of the business going forward?
It's not how critical or something. It's a portfolio which we have. We are happy to have a couple of products which are doing really very well. Jellucid is a market leader there. So it's good. It helps us to, you know, balance the portfolio well. And lifestyle diseases coming up, these kind of products do well there. So it helps us to have pretty balance between both Rx and OTC.
Okay. Thanks very much. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for the question. We have a next question from Mr. Rajesh Kherwani from HDFC Mutual Fund. Kherwani, please go ahead.
Pardon me for asking this specific question, but how do you manage this, the sales of branded generics when a person from the sales rep team goes to market the product? Does he also market the branded generic alongside the current Pfizer portfolio, or does another person go at a separate time to the same doctor? How does it work?
No. Branded generic is an integral part of our portfolio. It's not a separate portfolio. It is to cover the gaps in our existing portfolio. So the sales rep has a responsibility for all these products. So he doesn't distinguish between Pfizer molecule and non-Pfizer molecule. It's all, end of the day, all Pfizer products. So it depends on the doctor whom he's prescribing for. He proposes that medicine which is for the doctor. There is no distinction there.
Okay, so there is no specialist for a particular therapeutic area that...
So we have, as of now, sales by critical care, by mass products, etc. It's not the therapeutic area per se.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you, sir, for the question. We have a next question from Mr. Amish from GM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I just had this question on the industry growth rate. As you mentioned, you know, it's increased from, you know, base of 12 to 17% of late. Any sense that you're getting in terms of reasons why this is happening and whether this is sustainable?
How the industry has moved from 12 to 17 over the last 6 months?
How the industry has moved from 12 to 17?
Yeah.
I'm also wondering sometimes.
Yeah, so, you know, few of the hypotheses would be, you know, the increased access to medicine.
I think something has to do with A, is the IMS own data collection. But they've been checking it across with different companies. The test would be really in the first quarter results coming out of the companies. But if you look at the base the base of the first quarter 2009 was a low base.
Okay.
First quarter 2009 was around 8 to 9% or so. It's a low base.
Okay.
We had fortunately a very high base in first quarter 9. Therefore, it is the low. That's okay. What Sridhar was trying to explain.
Right.
We had a very high base, and on that high base, we grew at 9. We may not have a similar high base in second quarter, so our growth rate would also show pretty high in the second quarter. Hopefully, if we maintain our growth trend. But our sales in terms of trend is in the right direction, and IMS captured the trend, may not be to the extent that it is, but it has captured the trend. But I think it's because mainly of the low base, but they are showing the max at 17%, and that really, really says that the market is going. So maybe there's some type of a correction in the data may require.
Okay. So is it not is it a change in the consumption pattern of medicines in India, which is explaining that, in the sense of new products and rural areas, something like that?
Yeah, rural is growing, not I'm saying, but not so dramatic to go from 12% to 17%.
Okay. So you think a portion of it would be explained by the change in methodology
and
a base. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir, for the question. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand the conference to Mr. Kevin Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. I think this quarter, I know we had a low top line, but we had a good profitability. And way forward, I think the margins should be good. We should be growing on the top line too, and we did have some challenges in the quarter on the supplies of codeine also, and which has got stabilized this quarter. Hopefully we should be able to do better. Thanks a lot for supporting, and I really appreciate your taking time out and being with us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. gentlemen, this concludes the conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Tata IndiGo conferencing services. Can you please disconnect the lines now? Thank you and have a great evening.